I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:12 with Steve and Ted in the morning, and Hurricane Milton has been, during the night, crossing the state of Florida from west to east. And we have a report this morning, Fox News Radio's Eben Brown with us from Miami. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
So how's the assessment? Was it worse than expected? Better? Easier than expected? Anything you heard so far?
It was as bad as expected, and been parts horrible. There was a record number of tornado warnings throughout all of this. I know you guys know what tornadoes are.
Yes, we do.
You may not have much experience with hurricanes, but you know what tornadoes are. Well, we had 55 tornado warnings out of the Miami National Weather Service office. Oh. All within a couple hours, it felt like.
Yeah.
And two different ones were spotted about 15 miles from my house out in the Everglades. That's close enough for my comfort. But one was in the Port St. Lucie area, which is kind of north of the Palm Beaches on the East Coast, not where the storm was approaching, but still connected to the storm. Yeah. And it killed four people.
Wow.
And that's, these were not people who were told to evacuate, because why would you? The storm wasn't coming there, right? The storm surge and all that stuff. Now, back over on the West Coast, yes, the storm surge was horrific. It was in a slightly different spot than what was being predicted, because the storm turned later in the day. So instead of that 15 feet hitting into Tampa Bay and whatnot, it went a little further south. Bradenton, Sarasota, Siesta Key, Venice, those areas got the brunt of the surge. Now, when that happens, the water is actually drawn out of Tampa Bay, believe it or not, and the bay bed goes dry to a great degree. But when that water comes back in, it's ferocious, and it causes a surge anyway.
Wow.
You mix that with the intense winds of 120-plus miles an hour and those rains, and you have catastrophe. You have flash flooding. In St. Petersburg, the roof was ripped off Tropicana Field, where the Tampa Bay Rays Major League Baseball team plays and where 10,000 or so first responders were staged. They had to run for cover. A construction crane in downtown St. Petersburg fell, and it fell on top of the building housing the historic Tampa Bay Times newspaper. Looks like that building's been destroyed. And we haven't been able to count anything yet. Sun's only been up for a couple hours. I can tell you that there's 3.3 or so million power customers in the dark. And we have about 50,000 linemen ready to go in the state, and so they'll get to work on that. But first, the roads have to get cleared out. And they have to exactly figure out where the power outages are. Is it a damaged substation? Is it damaged through the transmission lines? All that can be repaired probably quickly. But if the power company's job is to get the power to your property, so if your property's damaged and can't receive the power, then you can't get your lights back on until you get that part fixed, right? Where the power hits the house, where the meter box and all that stuff. So that's, that'll be a stumbling block for sure. And like I said, we've had a number of tornadoes. There was Lake Placid is a town just south of Sebring. It's not coastal by any means, but it took a tornado and it tore through a neighborhood pretty bad. Orlando, smack dab in the middle of the state, not near a coast, has flash flooding. The streets are waterlogged. I mean, not just waterlogged. I mean, they've got boats going through it to do rescues.
Mm. Right.
So, yeah, these things are pretty bad. Yep. when these things happen.
Sounds like a bad one. Have you heard any new storms brewing out there in the Atlantic coming our way?
Good question. We the tropical season is not over, so that's still a possibility.
Yeah,
it goes
yeah.
to the end of November.
Yeah.
We have a storm called Leslie that's been out there, but it's just going to stay out in the ocean. It's not going to do much to anyone. It's going to get close to some islands out of the eastern Atlantic. But, as of right now, nothing is brewing. There was another low-pressure system off the Florida coast. It seems like that has vanished. But we have one that probably in 7 days might have a chance of turning into something. It's off the African coast, and it could come out this way, whatever that is. So we don't know what will happen with that. But the season goes on through November 30th, and we have plenty of chances for more catastrophes. We certainly do.
Well, Florida had barely started cleaning up, I guess, from Helene, and then this hit. So there's a lot of cleanup to do, and as you described,
there's a lot of cleanup to do. And yeah. Then in the Fort Myers area, there was a lot of people just got back into their homes after Hurricane Ian from 2022. So this is a compounding problem. It always is.
Evan, hey, thanks for being with us as always. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reporting from Florida this morning. Where a few minutes before that, we heard from a former Sedgwick County Sheriff, Robert Henshaw, who's living in Florida these days, and he survived the storm all right, so there you go. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 8:17 with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at entertainment news this morning with Ted Woodward.
Or sports,
whatever you want to do right now.
Yeah, I think we better do sports.
I'm just thinking ahead.
I know you're thinking ahead. You're wanting to get to the blur.
The sports, though.
Major League Baseball playoffs last night, Game 3, tied at one game apiece. The Royals hosting the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. Another close one between these two. The Yankees had a 2-0 lead. The Royals rallied for two to tie it in the bottom of the fifth inning. But after that, the Royals couldn't get any offense going. Only had 2-for-15 at the plate to finish the game. But the Yankees, who would get that one big hit? Oh, man, it was the Yankees. Here's the action on TBS.
High fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Melendez. Forget about it. It's gone. In large part, this night has belonged to Giancarlo Stanton. And he gives the Yankees the lead, 3-2 in the eighth.
There's your final score. That was the only run in the final four innings for either team. And the Royals could not counter. Yankees win it 3-2. So the Yankees now have a 2-1 lead in this best-of-five series. 40,000 fans at the game last night at Kauffman Stadium. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right. That means the Royals must win tonight in Game 4 to keep their season alive. The Royals hosting the New York Yankees. Game 4 of their best-of-five playoff series tonight. Royals down 2-1. Live coverage of the Royals and the Yankees at 6:30 this evening. First pitch at 7:08 p.m., listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The problem with the Royals is they can't get anything going off the Yankees' bullpen. In the series, the Yankees' bullpen, 13 2/3 innings, 0 earned runs allowed.
Yeah, there's a heat.
So once the Yankees go into the bullpen, the game's over. So we'll see if the Royals can find a way to counter that tonight. Over in the National League, we had Game 4 last night in San Diego. The Padres hosting the top team in the big leagues, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers had to win to keep their season alive, and they did. They did big time. 8-0 Dodgers win it. Coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Blake Treinen, the Wichita native, throwing a scoreless eighth inning. That best of five is tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 in Dodger Stadium. Padres and the Dodgers, that'll be tomorrow night. We have Thursday night football tonight to get the week started in the National Football League. It's the San Francisco 49ers going up to Seattle to take on the first place Seahawks. Despite the fact that the 49ers have not won a road game this season, Vegas has the 49ers as a 3.5-point favorite. The Seahawks have dropped 2 in a row. Live coverage of Thursday night football at 6:30 this evening. You can listen to that on 1330 AM KNSS. And a happy birthday today to Willie Davis, the former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver. Willie caught that game-winning touchdown on that famous Monday Night Football game, Elway versus Montana. The Chiefs won 31-28 in Denver. They call it one of the top five Monday Night Football games in NFL history. In fact, the anniversary of that is a week from today, so we'll talk more about that then. But Willie Davis played 9 years in the NFL, the first 6 with the Chiefs, and he's currently in the front office for the Chiefs, and as senior personnel executive, has helped them win these 3 Super Bowls here during this run. Former Chiefs receiver Willie Davis, it's his birthday. He is 57 years old today. And in JUCO volleyball, the number 1 ranked team in the nation wins again. Cowley sweeping Labette 3-0 in our Kansas City last night. Cowley volleyball team, undefeated national champs last season. They're 20-0 this season, ranked number 1 in the nation. Cowley has now won 61 matches in a row. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Wow, that's something. 8:21, Steve and Ted coming up the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean criticizes Biden-Harris response to hurricanes. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.